This goes to Deborah Altman, AULTMANPAC, fax 810-275-0307, regarding Margaret Hillman, HILLMAN, date of birth March 23rd of 1933. Dear Ms. Altman, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mrs. Hillman with stage 4 chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, and hypertension. Her last visit was October 25th of 2021. She was scheduled for a visit on April 26th, but she had to go to the ER because she fell and had a scalp laceration. They did put staples in, and that healed well, and the CAT scan was negative for any kind of bleed or injury. She's feeling much better today, and her daughter is present for the visit today. She did get her COVID-19 messenger RNA boosters also since her last visit. Her weight is stable, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no chest pain or palpitations. She has dyspnea on exertion that is stable, none at rest, no orthopnea or PND. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, and no edema. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. Since her last visit, her Ranexa was discontinued, and Lipitor was increased from 40 milligram daily, or 20 milligram daily, to 40 milligram daily. Otherwise, medications are unchanged. I want to highlight the Bumex 2 milligram once daily. In addition to those routine medications. Physical exam, weight is 148.3 pounds, temperature 97.6, pulse 62, respiration 16, oxygen saturation was 96% on room air, blood pressure was 148 over 68. Labs, most recent lab studies were done May 2nd of 2022, creatinine was 1.7, that's slightly improved. The previous two levels were 1.9. Estimated GFR is 29. Calcium is 8.4, albumin low at 3.3, sodium 143, potassium 3.8, carbon dioxide 31, phosphorus is 3.8, hemoglobin 11.0, probably lower secondary to that scalp laceration and bleeding that she had last month. White count is 5.1, and platelets are 143,000. Assessment and plan, stage 4 chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels, no uremic symptoms, no volume overload, hypertension, and diabetic nephropathy. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months. She'll follow a low-salt diabetic diet, and she'll be rechecked by this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.